And good morning to you. Welcome to the Walt Bodine Show, and a fascinating show today, a lot to talk about and think about in the course of this show. Wouldn't you say so, Gina?
I would say so. I'm Gina Kaufman, and we are sitting here today with collaborative law attorney Hugh O'Donnell. Good morning. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning.
And we've also got with us Terry Disher, a former family law attorney who is now a therapist and mediator. Thank you so much for being here, Terry.
Good morning, Gina.
So let's start out. We want to talk about this new approach to divorce settlement. It's called collaborative law. And maybe if one of you could just briefly outline it for us, what it means.
Collaborative law is a process where the parties to a divorce, the spouses, hire attorneys to help them resolve their issues, to settle the case, rather than litigate it. And that is accomplished by meeting with the parties and the attorneys to discuss the various issues and find ways to resolve those issues rather than leaving it up to a judge or to make those decisions.
And do the lawyers, when they go into this process, agree ahead of time not to go to court at any point?
Yes, that is part of the agreement that the parties and the attorneys sign, saying that the attorneys are hired for the sole purpose of helping the parties reach a to resolve their issues rather than litigate the case.
Mm-hmm. And what is the point of that? Is that so that people can't use threats to leverage, or what is gained by that express agreement?
What's gained by the agreement is that all of the attention of the parties and the attorneys is directed towards resolving the case rather than litigating the case, which can be a much healthier approach to ending a marriage in terms of the spouses themselves and particularly the children involved, if there are children.
And Gina, what I'd add to that is also the goal of settlement, as Hugh said, and then restructuring the family now so they can move forward with their lives in a different way.
So would you say that this approach might treat the family as continuing to be a family afterward in a way that maybe previous approaches didn't recognize?
I think definitely it does. There can certainly be a destructive element in litigation in terms of animosity, hard feelings, accusations, a winner versus loser approach, which often carries over after the divorce is finished.
Are there some couples who would not make good candidates for collaborative law, depending on what they're going through?
I would say that there certainly is an element of honesty that's required in a collaborative case. Both parties have to have some trust that each of them is going to fully disclose information and be straightforward and honest. Would be probably the principal situation. There could be cases where substance abuse or physical abuse could be an issue that may prevent a collaborative case from being successful, but first, I would say the primary thing is honesty.
And the other piece that I would add to that is we said that the goal is resolution and settlement. If one of the parties has a different goal than that, actually that they're trying to resolve some of their emotional issues through the process of either revenge or being vindictive, then the collaborative law process oftentimes does not meet their need or fit that.
Mm-hmm. And from an emotional perspective, this might sound like a paradox, but mm-hmm. Paint for me a picture of the ideal divorce, the perfect, amicable divorce. How do people behave in such a scenario? What do you want to see?
Well, I think emotionally what we want to see is obviously, as we talked about restructuring the family, is that we're trying to meet their emotional needs and then restructure them in a way that they now can move forward and deal with their grief and loss and also then adjust to their new life and make that transition. What we typically see and what most people have as the image in their mind is the people that are bitterly fighting and the constant fighting that goes on and the kids that are stuck in the middle of that. And what we want to see is hopefully a reduction in that conflict for everybody, for the children and for the parties, so that they can talk, they can problem solve, they can move forward with their individual lives.
But in that ugly picture you just painted, is that really the way it is in a lot of cases?
the ugly picture, I think that we see, you and I probably see less and less of that over time. And that is the picture, that the image that none of us want to have.